Hey, Trev here. Today I'm going to talk about the comparison between WooCommerce and Shopify. So these are the two heavy hitters for e-commerce. Shopify is one of those platforms that will get you going right away. You don't have to worry about headaches in terms of the technical or the support issues. Like, you're ready to go. So you're gonna pay a bit of a premium, about $29 a month, to get going if you want to go in that direction with Shopify. They have templates that are already pre-built and they're pretty slick, I have to say. I have a few friends that have started their e-commerce businesses and the platforms are unreal. I really like the ease of use. So if you just want to get going really quick, then Shopify is the way to go. You're going to pay a little bit up front, but it removes all the headaches. And I compare it in a sense between, Squarespace and WordPress. Squarespace is a platform that gets you going. Same with Shopify. It's a platform that really gets you going and it gets you going really quick. So if you don't want any of the headaches or any of the web issues, then definitely Shopify is the way to go. Now, I am running all my websites on WordPress. I have four or five domains that are all on WordPress. So I decided, hey, you know what? I'm comfortable with WordPress and I'm okay with a slight technical twist that I might have to get involved with. So I went with WooCommerce, and WooCommerce is essentially an e-commerce platform plugin, and it just lives over top the WordPress platform. And I like this because I have total control in terms of the themes that I get to choose, and I get to really customize the branding in my own way. And I have a specific design style that I want. So for me, it gave me the flexibility. And also, I'm not paying $29 a month. I literally pay nothing because I already have hosting for my other sites. So I pay about $5 a month for that hosting. And to have WooCommerce is free. So in the long run, I like the fact that I'm saving $30 a month and I don't actually have to do too much in terms of customization. So for me, it works really well. For others, they just don't want to have to touch the coding behind the scenes. They don't want to have to really worry about optimizing the site. And I could see that as a pain point and the reason why Shopify is very popular. If you have any kind of technical experience and you like WordPress and you like tweaking, then I definitely recommend you check out WooCommerce because it'll give you that flexibility down the road to really grow and build it up. But to each their own, you really can't go wrong with either platform. The ideal scenario is that you choose one and then you lock it in. And you don't spend too much time worrying about it. The more important stuff is building your e-commerce brand. That's really the critical piece. So once you get the platform chosen and you move on, then you can really build out the brand that way. So hopefully that helps. And yeah, let me know how it goes.